The Salt Lake City Police Department reevaluates security plans for the Salt Lake City Marathon. The Utah legislature likely won't reconvene to overturn the veto of HB 76. And the Salt Lake County District Attorney drops more drug cases involving the West Valley City Police Department. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Tuesday, April 16th. I'm Brian Grimmett. In the aftermath of the explosions at the Boston Marathon Monday, the Salt Lake City Police Department is clarifying their security plans for this weekend's Salt Lake City Marathon. The Salt Lake City Police Department says the Salt Lake City Marathon will proceed as planned this Saturday. Salt Lake City Police Chief Chris Burbank says they don't anticipate a need to increase the security presence that has already been planned either.
Right now, it would be irresponsible to say we're going to change things drastically. I mean, we need to evaluate and see. Information's coming in from Boston. We need to see why was that particular marathon targeted? Was it the city of Boston? Was it just a large-scale event or what took place?
Burbank says their main goal in the coming week is to find an appropriate balance between safety and sport.
Obviously, over the course of the week, we will evaluate and determine what is the appropriate security measure, because always, in any event that takes place, it's a balancing act between security and the event that takes place. I mean, it's a sporting event, not a security event.
The marathon is set to start at 7 a.m. on Saturday and is accompanied by a variety of other events and festivities. It is also a certified and sanctioned USA track and field race and acts as a qualifier for the Boston Marathon.
Salt Lake City resident Renly Williams is staying at the Boston Plaza Hotel with many other participants in the marathon. Her boyfriend, Tom Hickenlooper, finished the marathon 10 minutes before the explosions.
I don't have a view from my hotel room, but I can still hear the ambulances and the police cars, you know, driving by, you know, every few minutes. And it's just a very sombering experience.
There were more than 350 Utahns registered for the Boston Marathon. The Daily Utah Chronicle reports at least four students from the University of Utah were registered for the race. All reported well and safe.
Utah lawmakers are still in the process of deciding whether or not to override Governor Gary Herbert's veto of House Bill 76. KUER's Terry Gilday reports some who voted for the bill have decided not to challenge the governor.
The Utah House and Senate passed HB 76 by a two-thirds margin in both chambers. It would allow any person over the age of 21 who can legally own a gun to carry that weapon concealed without obtaining a permit. But a few weeks ago, Governor Herbert vetoed the bill. Now lawmakers must decide whether or not to call a special override session. Republican Senator John Valentine of Orem says he won't challenge the governor.
I voted for HB 76 during the session. I have now had more time to actually examine its effects, both long-term and short-term, and voted on Friday to not override the governor's veto.
Valentine says a number of factors prompted him to change his mind.
My perspective actually was changed by virtue of discussions I've had since the session closed, mainly with two different sides that would normally be competitors, both with law enforcement officers and with concealed weapons permit carriers and concealed weapon permit instructors. I really felt like we needed to take a breath and decide what the long-term policy should be.
The Salt Lake Tribune reports that 10 senators, including Valentine, voted not to proceed with an override session, making it impossible to reach the required two-thirds majority needed in that chamber. But lawmakers have until 5 p.m. on Friday, April 19th, to cast or change their votes before a final decision is reached. Terry Gilday, KUER News.
Suicides are on the rise in Utah, and mental health professionals are at the Salt Palace Convention Center this week talking about how to improve prevention efforts. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Utah had the 10th highest suicide rate in the nation in 2010, according to the state's Division of Substance Abuse and Mental Health. Division Assistant Director Doug Thomas says suicide is too often a permanent solution for a temporary problem.
And often people don't feel like it's a temporary problem. They feel like it's not going to end, which is why they think they need that kind of a solution.
Thomas says Utah officials are developing universal mental health screening and safety planning tools, similar to what New York State has used to drive down its suicide rate by 10% since 2009.
Whether you're with the police or with the hospital or with mental health or substance abuse or with the schools, there'll be a common language so we can assess faster, screen faster, and get people in to get help.
Lisa Stoddard is suicide prevention coordinator with the Salt Lake City VA. She says roughly 20% of people who commit suicide are military veterans.
The problem that we see that I think is devastating is that of a lot of our service members that do ask for help, if we could have helped them before it got this bad, there's a lot that could have been done to save marriages, jobs, and things.
Preliminary data from the Utah Department of Health show there were 540 suicides in Utah last year compared to 350 in 2005. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
The Utah Foster Care Foundation held a symposium yesterday focused on the latest science of child brain development. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports on how neuroscience is helping foster families overcome trauma and attachment issues.
Foster parents today need help and support. That much is clear to Mick Woolsey, Director of Education for Utah Foster Care.
These parents are seeing children coming in with more severe trauma than we've seen in the past, more difficult behaviors or challenging behaviors, because of the trauma and the neglect that they've experienced in their life.
Woolsey says this year's symposium is focused on the neuroscience behind a foster child's behavior. The one-day event at the Zermatt Resort in Midway featured the work of Dr. Daniel Siegel, author of The Whole Brain Child.
Most of his research is based on attachment and trauma, how those two things interact with each other, and how to use those to touch a child's life and to help them heal from what's happened to them.
Woolsey says Dr. Siegel's research shows that a child's brain can be rewired, and foster parents can help with that process. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
The Salt Lake County District Attorney has moved to drop 69 additional cases from the Narcotics Unit of the West Valley City Police. Sim Gill expects more dismissals as officials review hundreds of cases based on work by the Narcotics Unit, which has since been disbanded. A number of federal cases have also been dismissed. West Valley City on Friday announced an internal review found officers had mishandled evidence, kept souvenirs from drug busts, and possibly lost drugs and money, among other issues. Kennecott Utah Copper is telling its workers they're welcome to take vacation time or voluntary leave as the company figures out how to recover from a landslide that has shut down the Bingham Canyon copper mine. Those who don't want to take time off will be given something to do when they show up for work, but it won't be their regular jobs. And finally, the University of Utah has hired the coach from North Texas to take over its swim program. Utah Athletic Director Chris Hill announced yesterday the hiring of Joe Dykstra, the 2013 Sun Belt Conference co-coach of the year. The university announced several weeks ago that it wouldn't renew Greg Winslow's coaching contract based on allegations that he sexually abused a teenage girl he coached in Arizona 6 years ago. And that is your KUER News Pod for Tuesday, April 16th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, check out our new free smartphone app that you can download for your iPhone or Android device. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.